This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
North Dakota Safety Council, Bismarck Campus, beautiful location over I-94. And we're going to tell you a little bit about OSHA and whether or not you are following the law related to that fire extinguisher you see in your workplace. Oh, yeah, now I got your attention, don't I? Plus, I'm going to get a little CPR training right here on the radio and live on Facebook, too. So you can watch it, as a matter of fact, coming up in minutes. Question of the day. Should the Trump administration, Donald Trump and his supporters, call it good, take the Mueller investigation, put it in the rearview mirror, it's done, it's a bad chapter, but it's over, let's just move on, and sort of start fresh, new presidency, we're going to forget about all that, we're just going to look forward, let's work together, let's get some stuff done. Or should they say, whoa, wait a minute, this is 2 years, $25 billion, how did it start when there was no there to begin with? It's been a witch hunt. He's been exonerated. We got to make sure this never happens to him or anyone ever again, any president, and conduct an investigation to get to the bottom of what happened while doing what he's been doing all along, getting things done. I will acknowledge it'll be a little tougher because some Democrats, they're going to want to dig in. But they're going to dig in anyway, right? You think Adam Schiff is saying, okay, we're done? You think, Jerry Nadler is saying we're done? No, these guys, they're hardcore leftists. They're going to continue to go after him. What do you want to have happen? Answer A or answer B? You let us know. You can call us. You can text us. You can email us on the program. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Bart is somewhere in North Dakota. Where are you, Bart? All I have is a question mark here. Just says North Dakota question mark.
Marlow.
You're in Marlow?
Between Rockford and Carrington.
Well, heck of a deal. Between Rockford and Carrington. Glad to hear from you today on the program, and what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to make a comment, and I have a question for you, too.
Okay.
Adam Schiff keeps saying he's got definite evidence of collusion. Well, the FBI should make a visit to Adam Schiff and put him under oath and say, well, you've been not telling the world you have definite information on collusion and other crimes. Well, let's hear about him. I think Adam might not have so much to say if he's under oath. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea. Nancy Pelosi, too, by the way, she said concrete evidence, cold, hard evidence of collusion. Yeah, so come on, Madam Speaker.
And why didn't they offer that up to the special counsel?
I don't know, but this is the value in doing what my vote be, along with so many of you, because we need to, Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff might say they read it in the New York Times. They heard it from so-and-so. Okay, well, who did the New York Times get it from? Oh, anonymous source. Okay, New York Times, who is your source? Of course, they're not going to give that up, but my point is this, you're going to expose that stuff for the garbage that it is, so.
One more question. What's happening with Fisher Industries and their proposal to build the wall?
Well, they have, the government moves slow, as you know. When I was down there and broadcasting live, the Department of Homeland Security was there. They were impressed. They had a consultant there and a staff person there. And they said, okay, you can do what you say you can do. We'll take that back to headquarters. So it goes back to headquarters, and you wait. So I think they're waiting. Although, if you know Tommy Fisher at all, and this company, they are not going to be quiet. They are going to really, because they're patriots, they just want the wall to go up, right? If somebody else builds it, fine. If they can do it, great. But the point is, don't expend billions of dollars and then not do anything, for crying out loud, right? I mean, that's what's making them crazy. So, $1 billion came out of the Pentagon today. I already forwarded this story on to Tommy to say, isn't it interesting? $1 billion comes out of the Pentagon. This is out of the emergency funds now. on some sort of surplus that wasn't being used. So $1 billion goes to DHS, goes to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers is incompetent. You can't look at the amount of dollars they have received and look at what they've built for that and not say they're incompetent. They're incapable of building this. So back to Kevin Cramer. Senator Cramer says, hey, Department of Homeland Security, hire private contractors. You know, he's not even saying hire Fisher Industries. He's saying hire private contractors. They can do what they say they can do. So that drumbeat has to continue. Bottom line, answer your question, a lot of work needs to be done to get some actual wall built with this emergency.
Was scary with the Corps of Engineers, like every other department in the government that Obama has corrupted. They're probably filled with a bunch of never-Trumpers and are probably trying to slow walk this so it never gets done.
You can't believe the stories I've heard about the Corps. Here's what you do. You leave the Corps, then you go to work for these companies that are consulting companies, then the consulting companies tell you, hire these guys, and you hire these guys that are all former Corps guys too. So it's all a big, you know, incestual pool of get nothing done, do nothings. You know, I mean, I think that's a little redundant, but you get my point. It's just, it's insane, Bart, but we just got to keep making noise about it. I mean, I have the honor of being, you know, in the White House and interviewing President Trump. I used it to say, you realize you're bragging about the Corps, but they're snowing you? They're not doing this? Let me look into that. So, you know, that was only a couple of weeks ago. We'll give them some time and we'll keep pounding.
And I wonder if there's a way that the Fishers can get a sit down with the president, because they have a lot in common. They're both builders. And I think Trump
here's what I understand. And that's been brought up before. But if you put Tommy Fisher in the same room as Donald J. Trump, and they talk about the wall, then all kinds of bureaucratic things trigger because there's now procurement issues with the president of the United States. In other words, the president, this is weird, but the president as president can't say, hire them, right? They have to have a procurement process that is, has some integrity. I don't happen to think the current process has all that much integrity, judging by what we've seen out of the Corps and former Corps people and all of that noise. But nonetheless, I think from what I can gather, the Department of Homeland Security gets this. Okay, the president gets this. Kevin Cramer's made enough noise, they get it. And by the way, John Hoban's been doing the same thing. Kelly Armstrong's from Dickinson. They've all been saying, hey, there's a company here that can do it. So I think it's been heard. Now it's a question of how. How do we maneuver this? How do we do it? But your suggestion's a good one, but it would cause some problems is the only thing.
I did hear President Trump say one day on a walkthrough interview on the way to his helicopter or whatever, he said that they're going to be letting out some new bids on the wall and that it's going to be built faster. So I was thinking, well, maybe he's thinking about Fisher Industries. I'm not sure.
I don't think he's been getting the full story. And I think that slowly but surely has been getting to him because I think they've been telling him they're going to build it faster. But again, I'm taking comfort in the fact that this has got up to his level now. And, because if the billion just today that comes from the Pentagon, they announced this last night, goes to DHS, goes to the Corps, it tells me nobody's listening. It's just the same stuff. But maybe that can be reformed at some point. I hope so. It is an emergency. It has to happen. If you followed anything about the border right now, we have, I'm using the term middle class, Mexicans that are coming across the border being exploited by these mules and these people that transport people in. They know they don't have a lot of money, so they take like 500 from them now, and then they get them jobs once they're released after 20 days, which the government has to do thanks to a court order. So you cross the border, you go to an agent of the Border Patrol, you say, hey, I'm here illegally. They detain you. After 20 days, they have to let you go. And then you go find a job with the help of this person who then gets a part of your salary for all this time. And that is exploding right now. Exploding. February, biggest month in a long, long time, and more of it happening. So it is a real, true emergency. Bart, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. John Wutaw's here. We got to talk about the fire extinguisher thing. I can't tease anybody anymore. But this is serious stuff, right? OSHA requires you to know the operation of your fire extinguisher, right?
Absolutely, and it's kind of a unknown rule, but from an OSHA standard, especially employers, that if you make fire extinguishers available to your employees and in your building, you're required to provide those people training to make sure that they know how to use those and which extinguishers to use and how to do it safely.
You guys do this a little better than anybody, in that you make this a little bit easier and cut through the red tape, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a training facility. That's what we do. Our goal is to bring people in, make them comfortable, and give them a nice, comfortable environment to learn in.
So I don't know about you, but I would learn a lot better if I actually did it, right?
Right. And you look at from a retention standpoint of retaining skills, any time that you can incorporate hands-on training into your workplace, it's highly, highly beneficial.
So that's what you're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, fantastic. And, again, these are these portable fire extinguishers for employee use in the workplace. And OSHA says right in the regulations, look, if the employer has provided one of these, the employer also needs to provide an educational program to familiarize employees with the general principles of fire extinguisher use and the hazards involved with incipient stage firefighting. What is incipient?
So incipient is the early stages.
Wow. Why wouldn't they just say early? Because they're OSHA, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Government.
They got to have a kind of fancy there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You got it.
Early, I know. Incipient, you know. I'm
right.
Like, what the heck is it?
Muck it up. So, you know, and the beautiful thing about this training, Scott, is that Firehouse Subs out of Fargo was very generous in donating to us a Bullock's fire training system. So this system is simulated fire with smoke, simulated flames, and real fire extinguishers that have been converted over.
Wow. So you can use that in the training?
It's hands-on. Everything. It's as real as you can get.
All right. They have private courses available as well. Fire extinguisher training, ndsc.org. Or give them a call, folks. This will work well for you. So we'll do the first aid thing next. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We're doing it after this, folks. And you can watch it on Facebook, too. We'll get a little behind the scenes on the program here in just a moment on Facebook and live. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from the Need to Know Morning Show. I want to tell you about the really great chairs we have in our new studio. We talked with InterOffice Workspace Furniture, and they helped us select the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. Man, is this thing amazing. I think some doctors must have designed this chair because it's got some really great features. They say it empowers the body, and I'm not going to argue with them. I can put that chair up high. I can adjust the lumbar support. I kind of like a chair that doesn't lean back real easy but has a little bit of give to it. I've got this thing dialed in just perfectly so I can stay comfortable for a long shift down the air. This chair is available in three sizes. You can get the Granddaddy, and then you can get something nice and small if you've got a smaller space. Scotty and I both use the same chair. He can adapt it the way he wants it. I've got it the way I want to. And you can find out how to get one at your office, the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. And the only place to get them in North Dakota is at InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design. Locations in Fargo and Bismarck.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots, provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Safety Council today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. One of my friends from the North Dakota Safety Council, Lene, sleeps on a, not Serena, isn't it? Serena sleeps on the MyPillow, and she was just telling me when she took it out of the package, she's like, I don't know why he says such good things about this because it doesn't look like much of a pillow to me. It kind of looked like a pancake. But you have to put it in the dryer. So once you put it in the dryer, now she's got the dream sleep going. And there's also the Dream Giza sheets, which are the best of the best. Right now, 30% off, free shipping. 30% off, free shipping on my pillows, Giza dream sheets. Giza. Do you know what Giza means, Jeff?
I do not.
Giza is like a region of the Mediterranean.
Oh.
Yeah. And they grow really good cotton there. So they get that kind of cotton, they put it in the sheets, they put some color into it, voila, you're sleeping like a baby.
Good night.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's kind of nice. So you didn't know Giza, and I didn't know, what was the word I didn't know? Out of the OSHA regulation.
Incipient.
Yeah, early. Incipient.
Yes.
I'm going to use that again. I'm going to say, dear, let's leave for the game Incipient.
Incipient.
Yeah, and she'll throw something at me.
Early stages.
Yes, exactly. Early stages. So, anyway, MyPillow, 800-506-9028. Give them a call, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or promo code Scott at 800-506-9028. Free shipping and 30% off. Okay, John, why should somebody think about doing CPR training?
All right. So, Scott, in a nutshell, the reason we do CPR is to preserve people's brains, right? Your brain is going without oxygen while your heart's not beating. We need to make sure that we're getting oxygen to your brain, right? So when we get your heart restarted again,
right,
we have something to work with. Your brain does not like to be without oxygen very long, and it will start to swell after we get that heart going again if it had gone without oxygen.
So you're buying time.
Exactly. We are extending that window, buying time until that ambulance gets there, until that fire department gets there to get your heart going again.
All right. I have to think that if a loved one of mine collapsed, I would be in some state of panic, but if I had this training, I at least would say, okay, what do I do, right? Rather than just call 911 and wait, I at least can try something, right? I can have a little bit of knowledge and know something.
Right, to have that comfort, to have that confidence that I know how to do compressions, and maybe you know how to use an AED on top of that.
So no CPR training, just panic.
Mm-hmm.
But with CPR training, maybe a quick panic, but it resolves because you're going to go to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What we're going to talk about today is just hands-only CPR. We're not going to work on the ventilations. We're going to do just the hands-only CPR, focus on the compressions, because that's the ultimate treatment that we need to do for these patients.
So what's the difference? How do I know when to do ventilation versus the compression?
There is no difference. It's truly a comfort thing. If you're comfortable with the skill of doing ventilations, if maybe it's a family member that you know and you're comfortable putting your mouth on their mouth, but for the most part, if we have a cardiac arrest that occurs in the public and it's a stranger, the number one reason people didn't want to get involved is because of that factor. They didn't want to have to do that.
But they don't need to worry about it.
Right.
I personally, if I knew how to do it, wouldn't much care, right? It's an emergency. Somebody's life depends on whether you do it or not.
You would be surprised.
Is that right, huh?
Absolutely. How many people who choose not to get involved in emergencies?
Well, they should just bring these little bibs along that you have with you.
Right. And they make those, but, you know.
Yeah. Who's going to, you know, that's not very practical.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see that? Crystal, the little bit here. What is this? Is it like an adhesive?
That's actually the lungs for the mannequin. But yeah, works similar to a face shield that you would use in a cardiac arrest scenario, just to give you a barrier between your mouth and their mouth. So
poor guys doesn't have much hair here.
I know. That's a rough go.
Okay, so we're not gonna go there because you don't need to necessarily. And this is something people really need to know, that if you think CPR is about giving mouth to mouth, it's not. There's another way to do it.
Right. We're just gonna do the compressions.
Okay.
The main thing we're looking for, Scott, is their respiratory status. When we find somebody that's unresponsive, are they breathing?
Okay.
Are we seeing normal breathing? Okay. If you see anything other than normal breathing, air going in and out. Okay. You need to start doing compressions.
Okay. I don't detect a breath there, so I'm going to go to work. What do I need to do
here? Okay. So we're going to get down on the floor.
Okay.
Perpendicular to the mannequin and put your knees against the side of the mannequins.
Okay. Like this?
This way here. Oh, you're going down on the scale, right? Just like that. Want your shoulders over your hands, and I want you to interlock your hands and put the heel of your hand in the center of the chest, imaginary line right between the patient's nipples.
Okay.
Okay.
He just said nipples.
Nipples.
But they are there. You need to know where they are.
Yep.
So, okay.
And you lock your elbows, and I want you to use your body weight to compress down.
Okay.
Our goal is to go at least 2 inches, and that's quite a bit. CPR is hard work, so you need to push. You need to go deeper than that.
I do? Okay.
Yep, deeper than that.
And how do I know how, you know, what kind of pace to take?
So our goal is to do 120 compressions a minute. So that's 2 compressions every second.
Okay.
And a great way to do that is to sing along to the tune of Stayin' Alive.
Like the Bee Gees?
There we go.
Okay, all right, that'll help me. Thank you, Todd.
Yes.
Okay, yep, very good. Am I doing it fast enough?
You're a little fast right there.
I'm a little fast, okay.
Yep.
Now, and what do I got to go over here and see if I have...
Nope, at this point, no. You're just going to continue with the compressions, and you can actually push a little bit deeper, Scott.
Okay.
Yep. Use your body weight to compress, and you're going to keep doing this, okay? The other thing we need to make sure is that somebody has obviously called 911,
right,
and we've got rescue on the way, or under an AED arrives. A defibrillator arrives to put on this patient and shock their heart to get it going again.
Right.
So, and you're kind of wandering a little bit.
I'm wandering. I'm not between the nipples.
Right about there.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
Yep, there you go.
How about speed?
Your speed's pretty good right there.
Staying alive is working.
There you go.
I think I need a louder tone. I think I need
right.
louder.
I think you need some rhythm lessons, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's definitely.
That's not exactly news there.
This is not funny to him. We were trying to save this dude here now. Okay. All right, here we go. Better?
Yep, absolutely.
Now, how long do you do that before you go, hey, am I making any progress here?
You're going to wait for that AED to show up.
You are, okay.
Or wait for a police officer to arrive at your home or the fire department.
You just keep going.
Or the ambulance to show up, absolutely.
Because if nothing else, you're putting, your air is, you know, if you're doing a job, what the heck, keep it going.
The other thing is you're going to get tired, right?
Yeah.
Doing this. So you want to make sure, though, when you start getting tired, that you're trading off. So you've got somebody that's fresh and recharged to come in and do those compressions. Because the depth and the speed are what determine how that blood gets pumped to the brain and how good of a job we're going to do.
So if I'm wearing out, switch.
Absolutely.
Keep doing, help them do it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's something you teach on the fly. What does the AED do when it arrives?
So the AED's job is to get your heart to relax. It's going to depolarize your heart, knock out all the electrical activity. Okay. The hope is that the heart will reset itself and regain a nice normal heartbeat. Because when you go into a V-fib arrest, which the AED fixes, your heart's just sitting there quivering and spasming in the center of the chest.
Very interesting.
Yeah. A lot of people think it jump starts the heart. It's actually doing the exact opposite.
Right. And also gives you the readout of where you're at, huh? And walk you through some of the things you need to do.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing about an AED. And when the AED shows up, the first thing we do is turn it on. And the reason being is that gives you very good instructions, but it also gives you something to focus on. It gives you a voice of reason in a time of panic.
Well, is he happier now?
He's doing great.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have a name for him? Fred?
Sure.
Fred,
we'll go with Fred.
Okay. So my friend Fred and my friend John here, we know a little bit more about CPR. Now, today you're doing CPR, AED, and first aid.
And first aid.
All in one.
All in one.
12 noon right here.
12 noon. Noon to 5. So, and that's it's a public class. Unfortunately, the class is full today, so.
Yeah, but there are other classes.
We have lots of other classes scheduled, and they go to ndsc.org and click on the training icon, and you can view a list of all the courses that we offer here at the Safety Council, as well as the schedule.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
John Wutton, doing a great job. I'll give Fred back to you.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Fred's yours, and I hope Fred remembers me when I got him, you know, cranked up there. What are you laughing at,
John? How can you forget your rhythm?
Well, that's true. Yeah. He wasn't real fond of my singing either. Stay alive.
Probably not.
Yeah. More from the North Dakota Safety Council. More of your questions. I guess there are answers to my questions, but more of what's on your mind after this short timeout. Don't go away, folks.
Oh, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused work days, but certainly great memories. And although I can answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni to slam dunk, a deliciously supreme as a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that Attorney General William Barr turn in all of his conclusions regarding the Mueller report on the Russia probe by the 2nd of April. Democrats say just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion doesn't mean President Trump is exonerated.
It was them, in fact, colluding, not us.
The younger Donald Trump says,
this was the greatest farce ever perpetrated on our democracy.
That's Donald Trump Jr. speaking on Tucker Carlson's program on Fox.
It's a disgrace and it's a stain on our Constitution. We have to fix that.
The Justice Department now says it agrees with a district court ruling in December against the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The DOJ's determination that the court's judgment be affirmed, a big win for the Trump administration, which wants to strike the whole health care law down. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I was at Schweitzer's yesterday, and I couldn't help it. I actually had to take out a photo, a camera, and take some photos of the unbelievable North Dakota raised tenderloin, the North Dakota raised ribeye, the North Dakota raised strip. So darn good, you can't believe it. And, of course, well, they had USDA choice ribeye. They had great tenderloin, USDA tenderloin. They had USDA choice New York strip. Right in the case, just make your mouth water. Can't even believe it. But you know what? There was not as much selection on the North Dakota raised stuff. So I said, what's going on there? Hey, it flies off the shelf. People love it. It's unbelievable. But there's more where that came from. That's right. That's the great thing about Schweitzer's. Now, the other thing that I was told that a lot of you, our fine listeners, have been into Schweitzer's, take advantage of that deal where you tell them Scott sent you and you get yourself a little discount. That sausage is really, really good. They got a lot of great sausage to choose from. But they said a lot of people that heard about Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats on the radio had driven by many, many times, didn't realize they were there. So now you know. So don't be one of those folks that drives by on South Washington at Bismarck. Because if you see the running sign and you see the Dan sign, turn around. You're gone too far if you're heading southbound there. Just do a little loop-de-loop. 625 South Washington, right between Runnings and the Dan Supermarket, in that little strip mall right there. North Dakota raised beef. That's what they do right there. Stopped in yesterday and don't tell anybody, but I finished off a whole bag of the smoked peanuts in the shell. Oh, my gosh, are they good, too. Great little snack right there. So that's what you can have. Tell them Scott sent you for that one. Texture says, a little off topic, you guys, but has anyone seen a live image of Ruth Bader Ginsburg since she was supposedly back to work? I haven't, and I've been looking. China sends us poison pet food, says another texture. Not sure we want medication from there. Mm-hmm. Why isn't the FISA judge in a little trouble? Is it not his job to ensure viability? I don't know if it would be the judge if they didn't fess up where it came from. Is the judge supposed to ask? I don't know. Good question. Texter says, you talk about the FISA court, the deep state you're concerned about, the national issues. Several times I brought up local issues, small town politics. It's the same thing. Nobody does anything. to small-town politicians. No state entity will do anything. They take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the state and the federal government, but they failed. Nobody cares. And you people apparently don't care enough about the local people in government to do anything about it, says Clark. I don't know specifically what you're talking about, Clark, but I will tell you this. Generally speaking, if somebody says, hey, we have this situation in some county, we'll start doing some digging, but if we don't get anything, if we don't get any, you know, traction with the our poking into it, we don't have a staff of 100 to go into these towns, it's a little bit difficult. But I applaud citizen activists who say, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and expose it. I mean, I think of the situation with the McKenzie County Sheriff. That was a long nightmare. And I played a small role in that nightmare, and that was that I was the moderator for the pre-election, I don't know what you call it, what am I talking about, election forum, I guess, right, where you meet the candidates kind of deal. You decide, hey, which one do I like? Impressive fellow, the Gary Schwarzenberger. Impressive. Military guy, talked a lot about his military service. You know, I if I had been a voter in McKenzie County, probably would have voted for the guy. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, pretty straightforward and, you know, good guy. Well, then you hear story after story, starting with the misuse of funds and thinking you're above the law and, you know, actually, you know, thinking it's okay to buy a suit and have the taxpayers pay for it, or rent a Corvette and have the taxpayers pay for it, and, you know, fly your girlfriend or wife along and think it's okay for the taxpayers to pay for it. And then, you know, some of the things done in office is really bad. But you know what? There is a process for that. The process was invoked. The governor punted. Nothing happened. And ultimately, the voters decided, because he was up for re-election, he lost. So there's another way to fix it. Elections. And let people know. That's important, too. Let me see here. I should probably get to a couple of calls, too. A lot of text to get to, and I'm trying to catch up. But Terry and Bismarck, we'll start with you. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to mention, my wife and I have been out of town for about a month, got back, and I see in today's paper one of the Three Stooges, Mike Quinn, had an article in the paper, another Trump hate thing between him and Larry Larsen and Eric Thompson. You know, the Tribune wonders why their subscribership has gone down. That might be a reason, you know, just three, like I say, Three Stooges. I just wanted to mention that. So
who's the third one? Larry Larsen, you said?
Larry Larsen, Mike Quinn, and Eric Thompson.
Eric Thompson, yeah. I have a theory, and I've never researched my theory to know whether or not I could back it up with evidence. But my theory is the same dozen people write in letters to the editor in most communities, and they just keep putting them in there. You know, and in the case of the Bismarck Tribune, maybe it's bias. Maybe they agree with Mike Quinn and Larry Larsen and this Eric Thompson guy. I don't know. But it certainly doesn't represent the public. I mean, Mike Quinn is an extremist for leftist, right? I mean, here's a guy who pushes a congressman, for crying out loud. When you go to a town hall and you push a congressman, you're lucky you're not in the clink, you know. But, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's extreme. I mean, there are Democrats and then there's that. That's, you know, angry, you know, leftist. So that's goofy. But I think you're right to call, it out. Keep track. Just find out how many times they, you know, put somebody like that in there.
I thought they had a time frame for which you could write, you know, letters, like so many weeks, you know, but when you see it 2 weeks in a row, you know, it's sort of strange. And I don't even get the paper. I mean, I just read it elsewhere. But you guys have a great day. Thanks for...
You too. Appreciate it. Stephen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
Again, Ellen Radner, it's just interesting, very interesting. But her comments this morning, she's like, oh, well, he was exonerated, but he still has issues, you know, that can be investigated. And her trump card was he talked about John McCain.
I know. You can't
make
it up. Is
she off her medication?
Maybe she's getting it from China.
Well,
I don't know.
But okay, so here's the thing. And I'm not here to rip on McCain or praise him or whatever. War hero, I don't think that's arguable. There were some things that went on that people questioned his loyalty when he was in that prison, but quite frankly, with what they did to him, I don't care what he did or said in that prison. But then flash forward 50 years or 60 years, whimsical would be an accurate description of his political philosophy. Whichever way the wind's blowing, he jumped on board to curry favor with voters or the press or whoever.
Yeah, let me add to your timeline there. Whimsical to the point of telling Matt Schlapp in the White House, face-to-face, he was a vote in favor of repealing and replacing Obamacare, and within hours, voted no.
Well, that's my point. And then you look at, you know, the guy's, you know, was pretty arrogant. And I got no problem with that. He was a Navy, Academy graduate. He was a fighter pilot. Those guys tend to have swagger. I get it. But that Obamacare vote was just vindictive. And did he have the right to do it based on what Trump said about him? You know, maybe, maybe not. Seems good. But it cost the American people hundreds of millions of dollars potentially. And yep. Then, you know, shopping that dossier around to try to negatively impact a duly elected Republican president when you're a Republican.
Yeah, that's the person that ought to be investigated. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Got to run, Steve, but I appreciate your call. Guy Young is with me. Guy is one of the experts here at the North Dakota Safety Council in an area I don't think much about, but really, when you think about the services they provide here, this makes perfect sense because language barriers can affect the ability to provide quality safety training to workers. And so if you're in that pickle, you call a guy at the North Dakota Safety Council. Fluent in Spanish, certified, authorized to teach the courses of advanced CPR, AED, emergency medical response, the National Safety Council's attitudinal dynamics of driving, CPR, AED, first aid adult, OSHA, 10 and 30-hour general industry and National Safety Council's defensive driving course. Way to go, Aglai.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've got a lot of work to do, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm getting busier.
And why do you think you're getting busier? What talk about why this is needed.
I think it's more because employers are finally realizing that they need to train their workers that are non-English speakers. And it's a requirement that the employees understand what they are being trained on. If you're training your non-English speaking employees, you're giving them the training in Spanish. I mean, in English, if they don't speak English, then what are they getting? They're getting nothing.
Right. And, last time you were on, this comment came in after. They said, I'm curious, why wouldn't those individuals want to learn English so they could better understand the safety training? It isn't that they don't, but they might be employed right now and just don't have that ability, right?
Yes, and some people learn faster than others. And I have a student right now in a class that I'm teaching at the moment. He speaks very, very little English. He does speak a little bit of English, but it's very difficult for him to understand. If I'm talking very fast in English, he doesn't understand. So that it needs the training in Spanish. And that is the problem that many people have. They are just learning English, and then it's difficult to understand.
We also have an extraordinary workforce crunch right now. So if you're getting somebody qualified who is able to join your team but has maybe a little bit of a challenge understanding English, you're going to hire that person and count on the North Dakota Safety Council to train them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's great. And I mentioned all the things you're authorized to teach. You interpret for other safety courses too?
Yes. Any class that we teach here at the Safety Council that I am not authorized or certified to teach, I can certainly interpret. Yep. Those classes would have to be longer, though, and in private classes.
This is another one of those areas, too, where folks should know that OSHA expects that employees are instructed properly to use both a language and a vocabulary that, the employees can understand. So that's a requirement of employers to be able to properly train them, right?
Yes, in a language and vocabulary that they can understand, just like OSHA.
So we want to keep everybody OSHA compliant.
Yes, sir.
OSHA's happy, everybody's happy.
Yes.
That's what I heard. That is fascinating. Well, Aglai, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. By the way, all the courses are evaluated by the participants, and her average evaluation score out of 5 is 4.79. You're crushing it.
Yes.
Yes, way to go.
Thank you.
Good to see you. For more on that, go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Q Kim in Eastern Montana, Dana and Judd and Rod and Minot. We're going to get you in with Chris Berg from Point of View next on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich, a Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They really are. And if you're looking for a fresh start this spring, contact the University of Mary. Find out more about their undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs. The University of Mary is an affordable choice to enhance your skills and advance your career. Mary values your prior education and life experiences. Contact them today to learn how your past experience may be included in your individualized plan of study. Most courses are available online and in the evenings, allowing you to choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. Classes start every 5 weeks. Next set starts May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may or call the University of Mary at 701-355-8030. Mention you heard it on What's on Your Mind, and your application fee will be waived. Again, that's umary.edu/may, 701-855-8030. You watch him on KX4, 630, West Dakota Fox, 930 every evening. Chris Berg of Point of View with Chris Berg. Happy Tuesday to you, sir. Are you ready for your vacation tomorrow?
Day off, relaxation, but there's so much going on, I got to say. Like I said yesterday on my show, yesterday was a good day to be a deplorable.
Wasn't it, though? It feels like a fresh start. Big question of the day for our audience has been the following. Does Donald Trump take this as a new presidency, a fresh start, and say, hey, we've been vindicated, that's in the past, let's move forward, we're looking totally ahead? Or does Donald Trump say, yeah, new presidency, looking ahead, things to do, but we can never let that happen to anyone ever again. So let's have some investigation as to every ounce of how this happened to this president so it doesn't happen to a future president. Which is the right answer, A or B?
B, 1,000%.
I tend to agree with you. And some do, some don't. Some have said, you know, sort of move on. But my point is, if you don't, then the deep state wins and just keeps doing what they're doing. The deep state probably going to do what it's going to do anyway. But if they're a little more exposed, you have a chance of, I guess, denting their damage, right?
See, I disagree. I think there's a lot of people, you know, perfect example. Look what happened with Andrew McCabe versus Rod Rosenstein. Now, Trump kept Rod around because he needed him a little bit longer. But remember, McCabe was fired when? In the 11th hour, right before he was going to get his full retirement benefits. Now he's going to file a civil lawsuit, which is going to be a total mess for him. But I think that should put shockwaves through the deep state, go, whoa, wait a second here. There's going to be accountability. If I'm going to lose my entire pension and retirement funds because I'm going around doing things I shouldn't be doing, I better clean up my act. So I think 1,000% Trump, Graham, whoever's going to do it, needs to figure out, how did this happen? What had started the investigation? Were there undercover FBI people put in President Trump's campaign? If so, why wasn't he told about it like Dianne Feinstein was? I mean, I can go on down the list here for the next 30 minutes if you want me to, but this is a total hot mess. Should never happen in the United States of America. If you're in Russia or China, do what you're going to do, but not here.
Kim in Eastern Montana, what's on your mind?
Yes, I had a couple of questions. When you were talking about with the wind generation people or whatever they were, do they make those companies put up a bond so that when that wind generator quits functioning, they have to take it down? Or because
yes.
It's
yes, they do. It's a decommissioning, it's called. I'm not an expert, Kim, but I believe the answer is yes. What's your second question?
It isn't really a question. It's just a thought that, you know, Mueller put out his report, but he also left the highway wide open for the Dems to jump right into obstruction, because he said he didn't say either way whether there was obstruction.
Yeah, Chris Berg, what is your take on that? I don't know if we talked about that yesterday. I have a theory. What's yours?
About why he didn't say full exoneration on obstruction?
Yeah, why he did what he did, where, you know, we have evidence this way and that way, and he, you know, this is not exoneration of Trump, actually putting that line in there.
I think it's weak, number one, and I think it just opens the door for the Democrats to continue talking about impeachment.
I couldn't agree anymore. And by the way, I mean, what he said was it's up to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice then answered it and said there was no obstruction of justice. So legally it's been answered. But the way he did it was a total swamp move.
Exactly.
100% swamp move. For one, the obstruction of justice question goes away if there's no underlying crime. He said there was no collusion, so then there's nothing to obstruct.
Well, the other thing that's very important that nobody's talking about, I'm trying to get the actual document here for your listeners, Scott, so I'm not part of the fake news, if you will. But if I remember correctly, he said consulting with department officials, including the Office of Legal Counsel, and applying the principles of federal prosecution, that's what guarded these decisions. So this wasn't like Barr just sat around for 48 hours having a couple cocktails and made a decision. He ran it through the Office of Legal Counsel, another set of eyes, and Rod Rosenstein knows he cannot go and indict for obstruction of justice because guess what? He's the guy who signed off on a document getting rid of Comey. So if Trump did it, so did Rod.
I heard they'd known for weeks. I think somebody reported yesterday that they knew for 3 weeks that he was not going to, that he was going to do what he did on obstruction of justice. So Rod Rosenstein overseeing the investigation would have started the process right there to answer some of those questions, to go to your point. What do you make of prosecutors in Illinois dropping all charges against Jesse Smollett? What is going on there?
Absolutely stunned. I just saw the news hit my phone. I haven't had a chance to even read one thing about it, but I don't know. From what I've read and from the headlines, the Chicago police are, you know, livid about it. Again, you and I talked about this morning, Scott. I don't know if this is so, but charges dropped here. You had the stuff dropped with Avenatti yesterday. Is there any connection? We'll see. It just seems bizarre. Why in the world would you drop charges about a guy that claims a fake
crime? Well, supposedly going to do some community service, but yeah, really.
I mean, you leave that up to, yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, the guy lied to law enforcement. You can't condone that. Crazy. Chris is on tonight, 6:30. Check it out tomorrow night. Guess who's guest hosting? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. He's throwing the keys to yours truly. So make sure you watch, 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 watch. See you tomorrow, sir. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Valganes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Loganes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.